B'tachon for life, Shir 1779, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, Parshas Nasai. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, my grandfather, Harav Avamarim ben Harav Shlomo Zalman Halevi Zatzal, whose yahrzeit is today. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, should Be'ezer Hashem send him an Ilui Nishama, and he should be Zeiche to a Lichtig Gan Eden. We were discussing the schus of Hishtadlus, and as we mentioned, Tefillah is also a schus, one of the most powerful schusim. There's schus of Betachin is also a schus. There are many schusim that a person can do. One of our listeners left something very interesting. He wanted to mention it. He said in the book of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zichron Levracha, they bring down that during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to finish the entire Sefer Tehillim. Because this was his ishtadlus for Parnassa for the entire year. So here you have an Adam Gadol that he understands what real ishtadlus is. Of course, a person has a responsibility to do regular ishtadlus. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zichron Levracha, was on a whole different level. But you take out a Tehillim and you daven for something that you need. Or you say it in Shemoneh Esrei. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, do your ishtadlus. And yes, have in mind that your hishtadlus is a mitzvah like we mentioned yesterday. But don't forget the power of tefillah, the power of tehillim, how it could break through Be'ezer Hashem barricades and shamayim to bring a person yeshuas. This was Reb Chaim Kanievsky's hishtadlus for Parnasa, to finish the entire Sefer Tehillim and Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So whether you're holding by there or not, but to say one parak of Tehillim, or to add a little bit of extra kavana during Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Aleinu, or to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your own language, sometimes talking to the Rabbeinu Shlalom in English has much bigger impact on the person. You feel like you're talking to someone. You feel subservient to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. You feel like you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the objective of tefillah. You're davening anyway. Add that extra bit of ishtadlus. Understand that just like a person's running to work to do hishtadlus, your tefillah itself is the most powerful hishtadlus. Don't leave davening early to do the hishtadlus of tefillah, obviously if you're not an oinus. Realize that your main hishtadlus is tefillah. And you do other hishtadlus also. But tehillim, tefillah, all of these things are yeshuas, they're spiritual hishtadlusin, so to speak, for a person to be zeicha to a Yeshua. And as much as we put an effort in ishtadlus, and we should, we have to remember the most powerful form of ishtadlus, which is tefillah, schusim, kabbalas, these kind of ruchnius ishtadlus activities, which Be'ezer Hashem bring to Yeshua.